And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. The Great Recession has led to not only long-term unemployment for many Americans, but also the raiding of their retirement savings accounts just to get by. And for older Americans, that means greatly jeopardizing their likelihood of being able to retire. Catherine Collinson is the president of the Trans America Center for Retirement Studies. She joins me now to talk about her study looking into this phenomenon. Catherine, thanks for taking some time to talk to us on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So it's always been a big no-no, taking money out of your 401k, especially considering the huge tax that comes with a withdrawal. Are those leaning on their retirement savings doing so through withdrawals or through loans at this point?
Our survey found that they are actually taking withdrawals. We asked the question about their retirement, what happened to their retirement accounts after becoming unemployed or underemployed. And we also asked the question about what they've been using in terms of, to cover basic living expenses. And unfortunately, retirement accounts was one of the responses that popped up.
Typically, how much money are they taking out of that account?
It is difficult to gauge the exact dollar amount that people have taken out. So what we did alternatively is we asked the value of total household savings in retirement accounts. And the estimated median among all of the displaced unemployed or underemployed workers was $5,800. For those in their 50s, the estimated median total household retirement savings was $2,300.
That is absolutely stunning. In fact, from what I saw in your study, the median retirement savings for those in their 20s and 30s was $10,000 versus this $2,300 for those in their 50s. What explains that drop for those that are a bit older?
We have a couple of hypotheses. One, which is very important to note, is for those in their 50s, chances are their careers were already well underway before they ever had access to a 401k account, because those are relatively recent in the last 20 years or so. And so they've had less opportunity to save an account just because they've been in the workforce longer than 401k has. The other thing that makes them especially vulnerable is they could be the sandwich generation that could be financially caring for an aging parent as well as having kids.
So somebody that has $2,300 or so in their retirement savings account and they're in their 50s, they're never going to get to retire, are they?
Well, The first order of business is to regain meaningful employment so that they can get back on track with their overall finances as well as their retirement savings. And it's really important, even before that happens, for them to take a financial look in the mirror and do a gap analysis in terms of how much they'll need to save versus how much they have right now, and ways that they can help bridge that gap, which could, we found in the survey, the underemployed, even though it's certainly not ideal, those who are underemployed are faring much better than those who are unemployed. And when they do have income coming in and can start saving again, there are a couple of important opportunities for them. One is called the Savers Credit, which is a tax credit for low to middle income workers, in which the government will actually match in the form of a tax credit a certain amount of the savings that they set aside. And by the way, this tax credit is on top of the advantages of deferring income.
Well, that still seems like a huge mountain to climb. I'm talking to Catherine Collinson. She's the president of the Trans America Center for Retirement Studies. So if you are in your 50s, though, you're looking at what, maybe 15, 20 years where you're going to try to establish a reasonable retirement savings account. How much money do you need to actually have, and even with this governmental program, how do you get there?
Well, absolutely. Part of it, again, is finding meaningful employment and saving, and also remembering the things that our grandparents taught us. A penny saved is a penny earned. So the extent to which people can cut costs. That can help their savings. And then the other thing that's really important is going back into the workforce. Working longer and retiring at an older age can really help bridge a savings shortfall. However, when doing so and planning to do so, it's super important to have a backup plan for life's unforeseen circumstances that could force somebody into retirement sooner than expected.
So what is the figure, though? You've got, let's say, 20 years or so. How much money do you need to accumulate to retire?
Okay. The best thing that people can do, and we find this in our research, is almost half of people guess at how much they need to save for retirement. And there are many tools and calculators out there. The Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies on our website at www.transamericacenter.org has some calculators where people can go in and basically plug in the numbers, and it will help calculate for them a retirement savings goal. Many other organizations offer these types of calculators as well.
Okay. Now, one of your recent studies I know found that almost 40% of working Americans don't plan to retire until they're 70 or not at all. So I guess the question is this a fairly stable number? Have we had 40 or so percent of Americans that just never really save enough money to retire?
The trend has become more pronounced in recent years. And the other trend that our research has really delved into is not just the extent to which people are delaying retirement or planning not to retire, is the number of people who actually continue to plan to work at least part-time even after they're retired.
Well, it's something they have to do then, right?
By and large, the majority believe they have to for either income purposes or access to other employee benefits like health care benefits. However, we do see some in the research that really enjoy what they want, really enjoy what they do and want to stay involved.
If you don't have a retirement account set up, you can't really survive just on Social Security benefits, can you?
It could be very difficult, especially in certain parts of the country where the cost of living is higher than others. The most important thing people can do is find out what their Social Security benefits are. Don't wait until the day that you're eligible. Get educated sooner. Our research has found that a relatively small percentage who expect to rely on Social Security when they retire have a great deal of knowledge what their benefits will be. So that's something that, especially for people in their 50s and 60s, it's incumbent upon them to find out what their benefits look like.
Now, you say getting a job, reestablishing employment is essential, but you know the U.S. Government Accountability Office says last year 55% of unemployed workers were age 55 or older, and they were seeking a job for more than 6 months. Is the reality that those older Americans now looking for work are having a much harder time at it and are in the most desperate situations?
It does seem that that group has been particularly hard hit. However, that doesn't mean they should give up hope. And one of the questions that we asked in our survey was, since becoming unemployed or underemployed, were they considering to pursue any of the following? And the choices, the response choices ranged from getting additional education or vocational training, seeking work in another, changing professions or changing industries, moving in with family, taking on a roommate, a whole list of things. And what was really noticeable about those in their 50s and 60s is the relatively high response rate who said none of these. So, for example, of the respondents in their 60s, 43% said none of these, meaning they're not considering making any changes which could proactively help improve their situation.
Well, that sounds even more hopeless than I imagined. What are they essentially saying?
Well, the implication is that they're discouraged, as we have found in other aspects of the research, oftentimes people need a good starting point that's easy to understand. Whole process of either planning and preparing for retirement or planning and preparing to get back in the workforce in order to plan and prepare for retirement can be overwhelming.
Catherine Collinson, president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
Okay, thank you so much.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.